The Rambam, again, the fifth parak. Person wants to be righteous, he can. He's freedom of choice. If you, God forbid, want to be a Russia, you also have that ability. So since everybody has their own independent neshama, they have their own independent leanings, their own independent abilities, so they can be good, they can be bad, that's up to them. But since God's going to hold you in account, you better be good. Don't think like the fools. That God already, it's predestined, preordained that you'll be a righteous person or a sinner. Ain't a double cane, it's not the way, that's not so. I'll call Adam Roy, Lolly, O Sadak Moshe, Rabbeinu, O Rosh, Kri Rabbe, O Kocham, O Sava, O Rachman, O Achzor, O Kilo, O Kilo, O Shev, O Chain, Kol, Shar, Kol, Deos. Person is can be as great as Moses, or as evil as Yeravim, and he has all the abilities internally to pursue any attribute that he wishes. A person goes along the path that he wants to go. That's what Jeremiah said in the name of God, that from God does not go bad and evil. We have freedom of choice. And since this is true, if a person is a sinner, he destroys himself. Therefore, a person should cry and scream out for his sins, and how he destroyed his neshama, and how he brought evil upon himself. And since we've made the decision, we should make the decision to do good. We should make the decision to do tshuva. We have that ability. And especially now, during the beginning of the year, when God is looking for us, He's drawing us closer. We should abandon our evil, because we have that. It's up to us. Look into our ways and return to God. And this basic fundamental thing, God said, I've given you life. So it's up to us. We can do good or bad. God doesn't command us to be one way or the other. It's up to us. So choose goodness, choose life, and God should forgive us. Rabbi Kahneman.